Many Koreans who live in the United States are following the situation in North Korea closely. Southern California is home to a huge Korean community, and as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, news of Kim Jong-il's death has been greeted there with shock and anxiety.
There are nearly a quarter of a million Koreans living throughout the L.A. area, but the center of the community is Koreatown, just west of downtown. Today, the talk around its markets, cafes, and shopping centers is the news of the death of the North Korean dictator.
We waiting long, long time.
It's been a long wait for Kim Jong-il's death, says Park Sang-un. Park is repairing shoes in his small shop in the parking lot of a strip mall. He says he heard the news last night. Kevin Park, who owns the small locksmith kiosk next door, had no idea.
He died?
He quickly tried to confirm the news with his customers.
Yeah, I didn't know. He was dead.
What do you think?
I hope nothing happens.
That is the main worry among many Korean immigrants. What now? 62-year-old Gary Chow, who was waiting for his Asian chess club to open, said he worries about elements in the North Korean military that might take advantage of Kim Jong-il's death.
Well, for that opportunity, maybe there might be a war occur between South and North.
Chow has an aunt and cousins in North Korea. He says he's worried about their well-being and is hoping for the best. Local businessman Jason Kim was discussing the same worries with a friend in front of a local bakery. But first he said he was just trying to deal with the news.
I was shocked yesterday because I thought he's going to live longer.
Kim immigrated from South Korea 11 years ago and owns a small clothing business. Like most everyone here, he says he's worried who will take over in North Korea.
I don't think the succession of power has, you know, settled down completely. And Kim Jong-il, you know, died before that.
The dictator's son has been tapped to take power, but Jason Kim worries the North Korean military leaders may not let that happen.
The worst scenario I fear is that, you know, some hardcore military members elect to do some stupid things against South Korea. So that's my fear.
Kim says he hopes China will keep the pressure on the military to have a smooth change in leadership and keep the peace between the two Koreas. Back in front of the locksmith kiosk, customers keep arriving to have keys made and talk about the news of Kim Jong-il's death. A local security guard who only gave his name as Shun says the dictator was lucky. He died of natural causes. He says he should have been shot like Libya's former dictator Muammar Gaddafi.
I don't like him. He killing too many people. I don't like him.
Do you think things will be better without him?
I don't think so.
Shun says North Korea will still suffer if Kim Jong-il's son comes to power.
No, it's not better. So his son is stupid.
Everyone around laughs and nods in agreement. But next door at the shoe repair shop, Park Sang-un is a bit more hopeful.
Pretty soon in North Korea, pretty soon freedom.
Park says soon he hopes in North Korea there will be freedom. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.